Good morning, everyone. So happy to be here with you all today. I am Lori the Love Sherpa, and you are listening to me here on 12radio.com. Wow, it is, what is today? Today is February 12th, 2024, and it's 10:02 a.m. And I'm just happy to be here. I hope you all are too. What do I want to share with you today? Gosh, there's so much. I feel like there's so much that I almost don't know what to talk about first sometimes. And then other times I just kind of go with the flow. Well, that's really what I do most of the time anyway. But yeah, I'm happy we're all here together again. It's another week and I hope you've all had a great weekend. I know I did. I was busy doing what I love and helping people and helping myself and having fun. Went to my dance class. I didn't go to my dance class this weekend. I went Friday, but I didn't go Saturday morning because it was canceled. I don't know why, but they cancel it at the last minute sometimes. Sometimes I don't have enough signups in my dance class. It's kind of like, they usually have plenty of people in the classes, but people have to sign up. And sometimes people don't sign up for the class until the last minute. And if there aren't enough people, if there aren't at least three people in the class, then they cancel the class like 3 hours before. So that was not, I was not happy about that Saturday morning when they did that, because I was really looking forward to going. But I had plenty of other stuff to do. I'm never at a loss for having things to do around here. So I stayed home and I helped some people and had a really lovely session on the phone with a friend who had asked for a little bit of help, and I was happy to do that. So anyway, I'll just segue from that into what I do. I am a spiritual psychology practitioner. And when I do the phone sessions, it's a combination of coaching and therapy and just a lot of different things. A lot of people say it sounds a lot like therapy, but it really is like a combination of coaching and therapy, I would say. And it can be very helpful. And I've gotten a lot of good feedback from many of my clients whom I've helped. And that not only helps them, which is my whole entire purpose, but it helps me too, because it allows me to be of service, which I really love doing. So I want to do that for you all here if possible, and if necessary. If I can get the frog out of my throat first, that'd be good. Okay, so if any of you have any questions for me, you can come over to the 1-2 chat, the 1-2 radio chat. And how you do that is you go over on your device or your computer to, and I'm going to do it right now with you, 12radio.com. That brings you up to a black background page with some options on the left, and one of the options is chat. So just hit chat. That'll take you into our Facebook page, and you can join the group if you've never been there before. And if you have been there before, you just scroll down and you'll see my banner. And then you can comment on what I'm saying. You can ask questions. If you have anything you want to know about anything, really, I mean, tell me about your life. Tell me about the problems you're having. Ask me questions and I'll see if there's anything I can help you with. Ooh, pardon me. Just releasing a little energy. Sorry, it's sometimes hard to clear that frog in my throat first thing in the morning. So I see in the chat, I see Joni. Hey, Joni, she says, good morning and happy Monday. And I see Quelly. Blessings, she says. Blessings, Lori. Hope you are having a great Monday. Yes, I am having a great Monday. I hope you are too. Both of you, thank you for being here. I'm always happy to see both of you. We're like old friends. And today, I'm just collecting my thoughts. I sometimes have things to talk about, and I actually do have a story to tell you today, which I think you'll find interesting because it's a story of manifestation. I'm going to take a drink of water. I'm having a little trouble with my throat. Okay. So it's a story about manifestation. It's a story about trust and surrender and how important all of that really is in the manifestation process. So in this particular instance, I didn't set out to, do any particular huge type of manifestation. Like I wasn't trying to manifest a new lover or a new house or a new car or anything like that, although those are great too. But this was just something really simple, and it had to do with car insurance, which is something we all need, unfortunately. Excuse me, I might have to like mute myself just to clear my throat here and there because I feel like I'm just having a little issue this morning. Sorry, guys. It's bothering me more than usual. So, I will try and talk through it. So, anyway, a while back, for about 8 years, I was with one particular car insurance company, and they were fine. They were good. Never had a problem. They helped me a few times when I needed it. I had some vandalism on my car, and had some damage, and I remember they couldn't do a whole lot about the vandalism because that wasn't covered, but I had other damage on my car from, I guess an accident or something like that. I can't even remember. It was a while ago. I had the insurance for quite a while, several years, many years, like 8 years. And excuse me. Lordy. In any case, they did help me quite a bit. And at one point during the 8 years, I got into this really gnarly car accident in which I call it like, a miracle because I actually walked away from it with just some scratches and bruises. The airbag deployed, and what happened was I was driving down the road at night. And it was really dark, and I think I've told this story before, but if you haven't heard it, it was really dark. I was on the highway and couldn't see very well because it was so dark, and there weren't that many cars around me late at night. And so, even though I had my headlights, there ended up being a car in the same lane in front of me, but the car was stalled and stopped in the lane and didn't have its lights on. So I didn't see it till the last second. When I was right behind it. And I hit it, and there was a guy inside, and he was in the front seat. And make a long story short, he turns out someone had hit him, and that's why his car was disabled in the left lane. But as I said, his lights were not on. So there was no warning. There were none of those cones around his car or anything, no flares. No, nothing. So, excuse me. And so I hit him. I believe the accident had just happened before I hit him. So he hadn't even had a chance to, get the cops out there to get flares or anything. So really, it was no one's fault. It was an accident. I just didn't see him again because I'm not superhuman and. Well, superhuman in some ways, but I didn't have superhuman Superman eyesight and couldn't see in the dark. So, and he obviously was injured and couldn't do very much to protect himself. So here I come, barreling into him, and it was kind of a mess. And so there we were on the side of the road. I managed to get out of my car, and I had to push the door open because it was stuck. Thankfully, not too stuck, but I pushed the door open after the airbag went off in my face. Thank God it was okay, nothing broken, just scratches on my forehead from the airbag. But I got out and I went to see if he was okay. He was not okay. He had a broken collarbone and he was in a lot of pain, but he was walking, and he actually got his mother on the phone. And he asked me to talk to her because he was in great pain, and he asked me to tell her what happened. So I told her, and his mother was, all worried and everything, like any mother would be. Anyway, that was the accident that I had, and it was, I am fine, thankfully. I pray that he is fine. He was a young kid. He was probably like 25 or maybe even younger. He was in college. And I remember him saying, "Oh no, now I'm not gonna be able to get back to school." And I felt so bad for him. But things happen. They just do. And we never plan for this stuff. We just do the best we can, and we try to have good car insurance, right? Excuse me. So, anyway, here we are today, and the, like I said, the car insurance took care of everything, and unfortunately, he sued my car insurance and me, technically, for damages because he was really injured. And so my car insurance had to pay out the maximum amount. It was, I think it was something like $250,000, which is quite a hunk of cash. And insurance companies generally don't really love doing that. So even though I say that's what they're there for, but they don't like paying it because they're a business, and if they have to pay out money, they don't make as much. Which seems, like I said, counterintuitive because, everybody thinks, oh, well, the car insurance is there in case you need it, and that's what it's for, in case anybody gets hurt, or in any case, if your property gets damaged, it pays for that. But we don't realize that the insurance company looks at it completely differently. So after this accident, it was a little while after, not too long after, my insurance company, who I'd had for 8 years, canceled my insurance. I'm guessing because they had to pay out such a substantial amount of money, and I was a big risk to them, even though technically this accident was not my fault. They said I was 50% at fault, and he was 50% at fault, and I guess that's fair if they're going to have to place blame on somebody, which I don't think, in a spiritual sense, is necessary to place blame on anyone. But in a situation like that, they are a brick and mortar or online insurance company, and they do things the earthly way, which isn't always aligned with spirit. So that's what happened, and they canceled my insurance. So this was probably a couple years ago now, and not even maybe a year and a half. I don't remember. Anyway, it's been a year or two. And so in the interim, I did get car insurance, or so I thought. I called the number that they gave me, and I believe my memory's a little wonky here, but I did get car insurance in any case. I remember paying a premium or two, and then I didn't hear from them again. I didn't get anything in the mail. I didn't get any phone calls. So I assumed that the premium I had paid was for, maybe the 6 month period or a year period. And I kind of just forgot about it. If you know me, that's not unusual. If I'm not reminded of things, I tend to forget them sometimes, especially things that are tedium, like paying bills and car insurance, which a lot of people are really, really good about. I am trying to be better at those things, but a lot of those things involve executive functioning skills in the brain, and mine are not as mine are not as great as I would like sometimes, but I try. I try my best. And that's all anyone can ask. So anyhow, apparently I went through a whole year thinking I had car insurance, driving around like, normal person thinking they had car insurance. And I thought about it one day and I said to myself, geez, I haven't seen a bill. I haven't seen any payment come out of my checking account for any kind of car insurance. I should probably check that. So I did. Turns out I did not have car insurance. I don't know what happened. I don't know whether it lapsed. I didn't get any notices. I don't know whether they canceled. I have no idea what happened. But I never got notified of anything. So this is all very weird to me. And I'm sure to you too, because usually you'll get some sort of notification if you have no car insurance, but I did not. So, excuse me one second. Okay. So I set out to again get car insurance, and I made a few phone calls and finally got some with a very lovely insurance agent who I spoke with live on the phone, and it was not an online thing, it was a referral. So she was super nice and gave me some car insurance. And that was probably a few months ago. So here I am paying the premiums monthly, which I hate to do because, again, paying things on a monthly basis sometimes escapes my attention, which it did not this time. I was actually very conscientious. And I made sure I sent the check out every month. And they would send me a bill. I would open it right away and I would send the check. So everybody at this point, especially me, is thinking everything is okay. So for some reason, this last month, when I sent in my check, the insurance company did not receive it. And they sent me a pre-cancellation notice. And so I looked at this and I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Maybe my check passed them in the mail because I did just send it a couple days before I got that notice. And I said, oh, yeah, it's probably just, en route and they're receiving it late or something. Not too late, but a little later than maybe the actual due date. But in any case, I had sent the check. It was well before the date that it was going to be canceled, according to this letter. And so I knew that the check was en route. However, I received another notice, I guess a couple weeks later. Excuse me. A notice of cancellation. And it said that my car insurance had been canceled about 2 weeks before I read the notice, back in January. I believe it was January 21st. And I read this notice like the first week of February. So I'd been driving around without car insurance and not realizing it. And I couldn't understand why it had been canceled because I had sent the check. So I, called up my car insurance and found out that they hadn't received the check. And I said, are you sure? Because I know I sent it and I sent it in plenty of time. And they said, yeah, we definitely don't have it and we can't help you. So here I was again in a situation with no car insurance. So after all of this, mind you, nothing, thankfully, nothing bad has happened. I haven't had any accidents or any need to use the insurance. So Spirit has been protecting me the whole time. thankfully. My angels are great. I was totally fine, and everything was fine. I just was breaking the law without knowing it. So I want to tell this the right way because it's going to make more sense. But first, I really need to get rid of this frog in my throat. Sorry. I'm drinking more water. Doing a radio show is really difficult when you have a frog in your throat and it won't go away. So I called around because what had happened the last time I got car insurance was they threw me into an assigned risk group, which one is more expensive. Two, they do because you have a couple of points on your license. They're very strict about that in California. They don't let you get too many points on your license before they throw you into the assigned risk group. And that's what happened because of my accidents. And I had a couple of like minor tickets, not speeding or anything, but I think I went through a yellow light and it turned red or something like that. Yes, I have to be more aware, definitely. A lot of times it's challenging because when you have a brain like mine, things can sometimes be a little bit amiss at times. But anyway, I do the best I can, like I always say, like we all are. So, but it in any case, that's what happened. So threw me into the assigned risk, which I didn't want to be in. I wanted to have regular car insurance like everybody else, and not have to pay as much because the assigned risk is more expensive. And plus they make you pay it monthly. Like I said, I was having to send a check every month, and that was kind of hard for me to keep track of. It just was. So it was an inconvenience. And there was one other thing. I can't remember why it was a disadvantage, but I will get to that. So these are things that were I was not happy about having to pay every month. I was not happy about being in the assigned risk. And I just all around, I wasn't thrilled with this car insurance, and it was more expensive. So yeah, the monthly thing, the higher expense, and the assigned risk. So anyhow, I've called around just to see if I could get regular car insurance. I was running into roadblocks everywhere, just weird things, like people weren't picking up the phone, they would cut me off. I would call another company and they didn't want to, they weren't writing policies for California. So just all these weird little things blocking me from getting the insurance that I needed. So for a moment, I was just like, what the hell? You know, I need car insurance. Why can't I get it? I have to have it. There has to be a solution to this. So I thought about that. And I said to myself, you know, there is a solution to this. There has to be. Spirit is obviously redirecting me somehow towards a better situation with car insurance. And when I realized that, I stopped. I breathed. I didn't get upset. I mean, I wasn't that upset to start with. I was just kind of like, well, this is frustrating. You know, what am I supposed to do now? But I really thought about it, and I'm like, there's no reason for me to get at all upset or frustrated with this because I know everything's going to be okay. I know it. Spirit's got my back. I know that one, if I breathe, relax, allow the energy to shift, and trust that spirit is engineering something way better for me, like a better car insurance situation, that's what I'll have. So that's what I did. I just surrendered in that moment. And I can feel that surrender in my body now. And I'll invite you to breathe and surrender with me to whatever happens to be bothering you, if anything, right now. I just took a breath. I relaxed. I moved forward with the actions that were necessary to get car insurance. So instead of trying to do it on my own and calling all a million different insurance companies trying to get insurance, because I was getting roadblocks with every single one so far, I'd called like three or four. I figured I would just call my insurance agent, the one who had helped me the last time. And she had helped me in the best way that she could, which had landed me in the assigned risk, because that's not up to her, obviously. It was because of my own driving record. But this time I said, all right, I just surrendered. I'm like, you know, if I have to go in the assigned risk, all right, that's fine. I'll deal with whatever needs to be done. And I was okay with it. And once you get to that point, when you have any sort of a problem, when you get to the point where you're like that surrendered and you're that okay with whatever happens, that's when it shifts. And that's exactly what happened. So I called my insurance agent and I asked her, I told her what happened, told her that they had not received the check and that I needed a new policy. And she was great. She it was funny because at first she checked with 10 different insurance agents or insurance companies, and she said, I'm so sorry, I'm really trying, but I have tried 10 companies and none of them wants to write a policy for you. So even then I didn't get upset. I was just like, wow, that's a lot of insurance companies who won't write a policy for me. I was more surprised than anything, but still I didn't let it bother me. I said, that's okay. And I think I texted her back, just do your best. I know you're trying. That's all I can ask. Just do your best. And I appreciate you. And I told her that. And I really did. And I know that she was really trying. And finally she texted me not very long after this. This all happened within like a matter of an hour tops. I had been trying to get insurance for like a good couple of hours. And then once I called her, everything moved fairly quickly. I think overnight we had to like sleep on it, and she said she was going to try again the next morning. But this all happened really quickly, within a matter of like overnight, literally overnight. So she texted me at one point the next day and she said, I have good news. I found an insurance company that is going to write your policy. It's a good company. It's a good policy. And turns out they were giving me, they were taking me out of the assigned risk and putting me in a regular policy. So that's blessing number one. I mean, these are all blessings. The first blessing is that I have a great car insurance agent, and I'm very grateful to her. So another blessing was that I got out of the assigned risk and she got me a regular policy. Another blessing is that it was half the price of the assigned risk policy. And it was, by any standards, a really, really low price. I mean, I'm not even going to say it's reasonable. It's more than reasonable. It's really inexpensive car insurance, and I'm really happy about that. So that's another blessing. And the third or the fourth blessing, or the umpteenth blessing, is that I don't have to send them a check every month because I was able to pay for 6 months at a time, all at once. So I don't have to worry about it for 6 months, which is a huge load off my mind. Huge. So all this time, what could have been looked at as a very negative situation and a pain in the ass and a lot of trouble, if I had chosen to look at it that way, which I didn't. This negative, quote unquote, negative situation has turned into a really, really positive situation for me, because all of these blessings in this car insurance situation have happened. No more assigned risk, cheaper insurance, and paid up for 6 months. Those were really what I was unconsciously asking the universe to take care of for me. And the universe did. So that is my story. I'm sticking to it, and it is all true. And I just thought I would share that with all of you because it's kind of a big deal. And it just shows that in that moment when I literally took that breath And I surrendered. Everything shifted. And everything I wanted and needed came to me. And I remember there was a moment a few months ago when I did the same thing. I literally breathed. I stopped. I was worried. I was really worried about something. It had to do with money. And I was really worried. And I just said to myself, no, I know that the universe is going to take care of this and take care of me because I am always caught. I am always carried. I am never dropped. That is my life. And I am grateful. And I took a breath. And in that breath, I could feel the energy dissipating and the relief coming in. And a few minutes later, I got a phone call that the issue with the money was taken care of, like really taken care of. And it appeared. I had needed, money for stuff, and it appeared. So it was a big deal. It's a really big deal. So I tell you all of this so that you can also learn this lesson and know that it works because it does beautifully. I really could not have asked for a better outcome. I really couldn't. And I mean, I again, once again in my life, learned that really, when presented with something that looks negative, it can turn out to be something very positive. I was at first looking at it like, oh no, it's so bad that I don't have car insurance. But then I realized, oh no, it's great that they canceled my car insurance because now I have way better car insurance. Cheaper, less problematic. I'm good. I'm covered. Thank you, universe, for covering my ass, really. So that is my story. And I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope I didn't bore you. Let me go back to the chat and see how you all are doing. 1 second, gonna pull you all up again. It's a little bit of a process. So I hope that you will share with me any comments you have, any questions you might have about anything you're going through right now, if I can help you in any way, because that's what I'm here for. And here we are in the chat. All right, I see you all here. And all comments. Hey, Geraldine. She says, hello, Lori and 1-2 family. Hello, Jay. It's good to have you here. And Jay says, hi to you too, Geraldine. He says, welcome and great to see you. And I see that you said thank you. Awesome. I love our little family here on 1-2 Radio. It's just amazing. We're all like old friends because we all show up all the time, get to know each other a little bit. And, me personally, I'm happy to talk about you and your issues and me and my issues and just share whatever's on our mind, really. Hey, Edward, blessed morning to you too. Hey, Renee. Oh, she says she woke this morning with a sore muscle, so didn't go to work. Then she slept in and missed the morning shows. She says, I'm glad I didn't miss your show. I'm glad you didn't miss it either. I'm happy you're here. I'm sorry you have a sore muscle. Hopefully, that will heal quickly, and we'll send you a little bit of healing energy for that purpose here. I'm going to send some to you right now. A little healing energy. Everybody can join me if you'd like. Just send Renee some healing energy for her sore muscle. I know how that is to have sore muscles because got something going on in the back of my left knee right now, and part of my right knee as well. But you know, that's par for the course with Capricorns because Capricorn rules the knees. But they're good. They're good. They're a little wonky, but they're okay. They heal, they get better. They hold me up. That's all that's mainly what's important, that I'm comfortable enough and they still work. So we're good. Right, Renee? As long as it works, the soreness will go away. So there you go. Hey, Pamela. Pamela says, "Hi, Lori, listening in. So happy to be listening in. Hello, 1-2 team. Thanks for producing, Wizard J." See, the punctuation throws me off sometimes. That could be taken a couple of different ways. Thanks for producing, Wizard J. Well, we didn't produce him, but he is producing. I'm teasing. I don't care if you guys don't use punctuation. It's okay. As long as you're here, that's all I care about. Joni, yeah, she says, "So happy for you. What a great story and what a great reminder for us all." Thanks, Joni. I'm glad you appreciated it. It's really a good lesson. It really, really is like an amazing lesson. It's what I always talk about. And so I really think that story kind of hits home. Because it really does show that, you know, worrying and fussing and efforting doesn't work. Because I did that first and it didn't work. And then once I just released all of that and allowed spirit to come in and work spirit's magic, like spirit always does, I was carried and I was taken care of, very well taken care of. So yeah, there's a great lesson and a great reminder, I think. And Pamela says, "Thank you, Lori. I needed to hear this today. I'm really, really glad my story helped you." I was motivated and moved to share it because I knew somebody needed to hear it, and I'm glad it helped. So let me just refresh you guys one more time and make sure I didn't miss anyone or anything. I think I have you all for now. And like I said, you know, feel free to ask any questions. If something's bothering you in your life and you feel like sharing it, please feel free. I mean, I would really love to be able to give you some assistance with whatever you're going through. If possible, that is why I'm here. So, in the meantime, if none of you have questions, will go over to my little book of daily meditations called Opening Doors Within by Eileen Caddy. 365 Daily Meditations from Fintorn, Scotland. And today, since it is the 12th of February, 2024, pardon me, February 12th, just turning to that page. And let's see what it says. And this book was channeled to Eileen Caddy, and she is speaking from the viewpoint of spirit, God, universe. So the words are spirit's words, really channeled through her. So here's what it says for February 12th, the guidance that she gives. See a perfect pattern and plan. See a perfect, okay, here's where we go. Punctuation again. See a perfect pattern and plan running through your life. There is nothing haphazard. Even though it may appear to be very strange, all is in my divine plan. My is capitalized because God is speaking. You would not be where you are, doing what you are doing at this time, if I had not laid my hand upon you. My ways are not your ways. Seek always to do my will. I know what is best for you. So why fight against it and think that you know best? Have absolute faith and trust in me. Know that I am always here and that I will never let you down or forsake you. Keep turning to me. Listen to what I have to say to you in the silence and obey my slightest whisper. Obedience opens up a whole new life for you, and releases new energies which have been hidden deep within you, waiting to be released when you are ready and willing to follow them without question. Well, that's very appropriate, I would say. And there really is a perfect plan running through your life, and it's guided by spirit. It just is. Nothing is haphazard. I fully believe this is entirely true. Yeah, things appear to be very strange sometimes. Very strange. I mean, you know, look at what happened with my car insurance. But ultimately, it's all part of the divine plan. And I know for a fact that I wouldn't be where I am, doing what I'm doing, talking to all of you right now, if it were not spirit that moved me to be here. Because it was going to help someone, including me. And that's the thing. I feel like when, and I fully believe that when we help someone else from our, from when our cup is overflowing, and when we have the capacity to help someone else, it helps us too. I mean, it does. That's how energy works. Energy, that energy is circular. It just goes from you to me to you, and it's just a, I'm moving my arm, which you can't see. It's kind of stupid to do that on radio, but I talk with my hands because I'm half Italian. But I'm moving my arm in a circular motion because the energy just keeps flowing. It flows. If I flow my energy to you, it's going to flow back to me. Whatever energy I put out comes back. And that's how it is. Because that is what energy does. It connects us all. And anything you do is going to affect other people. And anything someone else does is going to affect you in some way. In some way. It just depends on the situation. Sometimes you'll be more affected. Sometimes you'll be less affected. And it also matters whether you're allowing yourself to be affected, that you definitely have the ability to protect yourself from other people's energy. And that's a different thing. That's not exactly what I'm talking about. But you know, when we do a kindness for someone, that kindness comes back to us. And if we do something maybe that's not so nice, that can also come back too. unless you heal whatever caused you to do that in the first place. Yeah, so energy is that way. It goes out and it comes back. So any energy that you ever put out, like if you, anything you give away, I know Bob Proctor used to say this all the time. Any energy that, anything you give away always comes back to you, like multiplied. And I love that because, you know, say you help someone with money. Somebody needs money and you're just helping them with money. You give them a gift of money. You're giving that money gift to them, but that money is going to come back to you in some way. You're going to receive some sort of abundance, maybe not cash money, but maybe could be cash money also, but some sort of a gift, some sort of abundance that is going to come to you when you need it. Right? I mean, I've seen it happen in my own life. I've seen it happen with other people. I'm sure you've all seen it happen. So if something is yours to give, and you know when it is and when it isn't, because usually you're very full when it feels good to give. When it doesn't feel good to give, it's probably not yours to give. Like if you're depleted and someone's asking you for something and you really just can't give it. I actually had to say no to someone pretty recently. Because of that, I just didn't have what they needed. I didn't have it to give at that moment. And I had given it to them before when they asked for help, and I was happy to do it. And I always received it back, actually right from them. But I had lent them money. I'll just be specific. I had lent someone money like a bunch of times, and they've always paid it back. This is a really good friend of mine. And this time I couldn't do it. It was like a few months ago, and I felt bad that I couldn't do it, but I had to tell her, I can't do it. And I know she understood. But at that point, it wasn't mine to give. And I'm fairly certain she received it from someone else whose purpose at that point it was to give. Because I think that at different times, like sometimes things are ours to give and sometimes they're not. And that's okay. That's totally okay. So that's what I mean. If something is yours to give and you feel really good about giving it and you're full enough to give it and you have the ability and you have whatever it is that they need and you give it, you'll always get it back without a doubt. Like, I don't even think twice about stuff like that anymore because I know that if I am able to give my money, my time, my love, if I am feeling full enough to give any of those things, I'm always going to get that back. And that's not why I give it. I give it because it just feels good to give it and to help someone. That's why I do it. But I know, I know now that anything I do give always does come back, and that feels really good too. And I know that it feels even better because that's not the purpose of my giving. I don't give to get. That's not really giving. Giving to get is not, it's not in the same energy. It's a little bit different. It's not pure love energy. It's more of a fear energy when you're giving just to get. And when you give, you want to be pure about your giving. You want to give out of the goodness of your heart because someone else can, you can really make someone else's life better and you can enhance their experience by being generous. So that's why I choose to give when I absolutely can. Whatever it is, if somebody needs a ride and I can do it, yeah, sure, why not? If somebody needs me to grab something at the store, if I'm going to the store, I might reach out to my neighbor. Like there's a neighbor downstairs, who I sometimes reach out to because he's a little older and had knee surgery. And so I might say, hey, do you need something from the store? I'm going right now. And once in a while he'll say yeah, but usually he'll say no. He's usually fine. But it's just like I want to be able to give what I have to give. It's important to do that. It just is. Just for your soul. I mean, our soul is love, and we are these big vessels of love. And if we have nowhere to put the love, it feels kind of empty. So I like to be generous whenever the mood strikes and whenever I am able to and whenever I feel called. And I do give generously because it feels good to give generously. So don't ever let that be an issue. If you're feeling like, should I, shouldn't I? I mean, feel into it and see if it's actually yours to give. If you're having a problem giving something and it's really going to make you suffer to give it, then it's probably not yours to give and you shouldn't. But if there's something that somebody else needs that you have and you feel good about giving it and you can and it's within your power, then yeah, by all means, do it. It'll make you feel good and it'll come back to you for sure. So let's see, we have a few minutes left. I'm going to go back and look at the chat and see how y'all are doing. Chat, chat, chat. Lovely Facebook. Okay. No comments. I start from scratch just to make sure I don't miss any of you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Catherine. Catherine is one of our wonderful one to listen psychics over on the psychic hotline. Give her a call. She's an amazing person. She is super lovely. We were chatting a bit this week about some stuff, and she's just a really cool woman. I love the little heart you sent me, Catherine. Thank you. Oh, and Catherine also says, I love how kind and generous you are. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. And I love how kind and generous you are as well. You really are. And with your words and with your energy, it's really wonderful. How you show up in the world. I can feel your heart. So thank you for that. But yeah, that is probably all I have for you today. Let me see if there's anything spirit wants me to tell you at the very last moment of our time together. Yeah, just to expand on the piece I just read from the meditations, spirit always does know what is best for us, right? So why fight against it and think that we know best? I mean, that really encompasses everything. As you go through your week and as you go through your whole life, let spirit lead. Let spirit inspire you to action instead of doing the hard thing and making all the effort on your own with your little human. Let spirit work through you. Let spirit guide you. Let spirit give you the information that you need. And sometimes all that takes is just stepping back for a minute, getting still, and listening, being aware, and just allowing spirit to move the energy towards whatever it is that you need resolved in a much better way than you or I could ever have conceived, right? I mean, I had no idea with my car insurance that it would turn out that well. I was really happily surprised. So, the moral of the story is let spirit guide your life because it will work out so much better. And on that note, excuse me, I'm going to have to say goodbye to all of you lovely people. Thank you so much for being here with me. I really appreciate your presence every week. Join me again next week. Same time, same channel here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I am Lori the Love Sherpa, and I will be back next week. I love you all very much. Have a wonderful week. Give generously if you're called to, and I will see you soon. Bye.